The following podcast contains content not suitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
You're listening to the FPS Freaks podcast. In this week's episode, Tyler and Austin talk about some console rumors, Battlefield 4, and much more. They'll be reviewing Darksiders 2 and discussing upcoming releases for console. So get ready for episode 13 of the FPS Freaks podcast. What is up, all you beautiful, gorgeous people? Thank you for listening to the FPS Freaks podcast, except for you ugly ones. You guys are not beautiful and gorgeous. You're fat and fugly.
Fat cows.
Fat cows, everybody. Move on over and listen to the FPS Freaks podcast, episode 13. So I'm here in the FPS Freaks room with my good friend.
What happened to our studio?
Yeah, it got downgraded to a room. I'm here today with Austin. And, so, Austin, how have you been this week?
Bad.
What happened?
Stuff.
Go into detail about this stuff.
Let's see. Minecraft update. Has it came out yet?
I'm crying here.
Dude, I'm tempted to leave that in there.
I am too. Let's seriously do it. Let's leave it.
Okay. So now that our bodily gases have been exerted, and Tyler's successfully choked on ravioli. Austin, how have you been this week?
Like I said, bad.
Start all over.
We're starting over?
I mean, no, like, we're just going to start from one.
Well, here. Bad. Very bad.
Well, my week was pretty good, you know. I got ravioli, so, I mean.
Really?
Yeah, ravioli's pretty good. So, yeah, I've been doing good. Austin's been doing good. We've both been doing good, so,
I want to get sued, so I'm going to say this. We are the official podcast.
We are the official podcast of Chef Boyardee.
Activia.
Okay, no, now we... no. Okay, so, yeah, I've been doing pretty good. Austin's been doing good. So everything's been going pretty good over here at the FPS Freaks podcast.
Studio.
Over at the FPS Freaks podcasting room.
room.
So now it's time for what you've been playing. So, Austin, what have you been playing this week?
Minecraft.
Is that it?
And more Minecraft.
So this week I've been playing a little bit of everything. I played some Black Ops. I played some... Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary. Played some Minecraft.
I wonder where you got that from.
Played some Minecraft, played some MW3, played some Battlefield, played Borderlands. I've just been playing a little bit of everything, really. And yeah. Austin's dying over here, dude.
Stupid Pepsi.
So yeah, if one of us dies while we're doing this episode, no one's gonna know because it's not gonna be like, while I'm choking out my last breath, I must upload podcast.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you know. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I've been playing. And I've been working on, like, some graphics and stuff. I've been putting up a lot of montages, and I've been working on them. I got one that's finished. I just have to put on the YouTube channel. And I got
I'm in one.
I got one that I'm working on. But be sure to check out our YouTube channel. Like,
please.
We've only got, like, seven.
Nine views.
Seven subscribers and nine views on the like, latest montage. So we need
nine.
Your... 999 No, we need your views here.
I'm gonna lick the mic.
So yeah. So Austin. So it's time to go into the news here. So yeah, let's go in right in here to the news once I'm pull it up right here. So our first thing on the news here is this is a lot of rumors and stuff. So one of our first rumor here is cable companies offering streaming video game services. So according to a report by Bloomberg, cable companies such as Verizon, Comcast, Time Warner Cable, and all them, They could be testing with video game streaming technology as soon as, like, early next year. So they said that the source says that trials of cloud gaming services are likely to start later this year. Co-carriers can test and tweak the technology before Wilder develops that may begin as early as 2013. So it seems like, you know, if there were ever a time to try out this technology, it's now. You know, most homes in the U.S. don't have Ethernet, but there is a enough of a margin of consumers that's like, you know, have Comcast and like Time Warner Cable and Fios and all that. So, yeah, I think this is a good idea. Like, it'd be pretty cool to, like, you just go on there and buy your game and then you don't have to download it. It's just all from the cloud. What do you think?
The cloud.
From the cloud. Like, it's like your cloud game saves on Microsoft. They're not on your Xbox. They're stored.
But they're in the clouds.
They're in the cloud.
They're fascinating.
So what do you think about that, Austin?
Be kind of fascinating. Then I wouldn't have to buy all my games.
You still have to buy your games.
Dang it!
You still have to buy them. But you don't have to download them. They're just all streaming.
From the cloud.
Streaming from the cloud.
The cloud.
So I think it's a pretty cool idea. I mean,
the cave.
Oh, no.
That's an inside joke.
We'll discuss that in Minecraft Madness.
Mm-hmm. Which we're not doing.
Comcast and Time Warner Cable and Fios. Like, if I had that, I would totally love to have it. It'd be pretty cool, like, to stream your games. So I think that's a pretty cool thing. So, like, if that comes out, I would probably switch to Comcast, Time Warner Cable, or Fios if it comes to where
I live. Well, what happens if you do have one of them networks, but then you have to lose that network and you've already bought, like, 3 or 4 games?
I don't know. It's a good question. That really is.
See,
maybe that's how they get you to stay on the network.
Probably.
Like, I've got Halo 4 with this network.
I've got Halo 3 with this one. Halo 4 is better, my friend. I got stuff in my mouth. Oh.
Yeah. So, I think it's a pretty cool thing. So, Austin, you want to read this next one?
Battlefield 4.
Battlefield 4.
What am I reading? Because I can't see it. I want to do Minecraft Madness. That's mine.
Okay, fine. We'll do Battlefield 4. So, now, we are going to cue the music, and we are going to talk a little bit about Battlefield 4. All right, guys, now we're going to talk a little bit about Battlefield 4. So, Battlefield 4, if you'd like to know, I'm just going to go ahead and save this. If you pre-order Medal of Honor Warfighter, you get into the Battlefield 4 beta. So, yeah, Austin, you can quit playing with your mic now. But, so if you pre-order Medal of Honor Warfighter, you get into the Battlefield 4 beta. So, this is Battlefield 4. So, like, this is just some stuff that we know. How can DICE and EA build off the success of Battlefield 3? This is a few suggestions for Battlefield 4 on the wishlist here. Is quit chasing Call of Duty. Okay, listen, if anybody that's like big EA, quit chasing Call of Duty. We already get an explosive, over-the-top, linear Call of Duty campaign every year, courtesy of Activision. So we don't need another one from EA. So instead of copying Treyarch and Infinity Ward, you know, DICE needs to embrace Battlefield's core values, like non-linear gameplay, open environments, healthy mix of infantry, and vehicular battles to create the next campaign. Successful games like Crysis, Borderlands, you know, it proves that gamers aren't averse to sandbox shooters, and DICE's pedigree in creating national battlefronts in multiplayer, I'm willing to bet, you know, Austin, is that the community would enthusiastically embrace this approach.
Yeah.
So, another thing that they need to do, and you'll probably agree with this too, is make it co-op. Co-op. What do you think? Make it co-op.
Co-op. Awesomeness. Co-op.
I think they should make it co-op. They need to bring 64-player skirmishes to console. The difference between the PC and the console version of Battlefield 3, which was like, it made it even more apparent with the Armored Kill map pack, was that these wide-open spaces were clearly designed for 64-player matches. So, you know, it's tough to find skirmishes from time to time on a 24-player console battles. So they need to bring 64-player skirmishes to the console, and they need to keep the classics coming. That's another thing for the Battlefield franchise. They need to keep these classics coming. They need, like, Battlefield 1943. It came out of nowhere. You know, when it won over console gamers with its low-cost shooter, you know, and it captured the glory of the series pass. Well, I mean, do you believe the same thing, pretty much, Battlefield 1943?
Yes, I do, actually.
quit playing with your mic, dude.
Why?
Okay.
Is it making
and
a
they
noise?
need to release map packs in a more timely fashion. Like Daisuke Battlefield 3, the fans do return to Karkand map packs as a reward for pre-ordering the game. But then when they had to wait 8 months for the next expansion, Close Quarters, why make us wait so long? By comparison, MW3 has had two significant content drops in that time span.
Four.
Well, yeah, I mean, no, in the time span from Karkand to Close Quarters.
Oh. Well, okay.
You know,
I have an idea. Someone needs to create a game with only multiplayer, and when it's one huge full-on war with like 100 people on each team.
Mag. It's already been done.
It has?
Yeah, Mag for PS3.
Does the game ever end?
Or does it's it all it is multiplayer. It's never ending.
Just like...
Mag is what it's called. It's for PS3 only.
Oh, not it needs to be for Xbox.
But another thing PS3. They need to do is they need to curb squad spawning. Like, you hear the distress signal, blow through a closed door to create your defending. The assault soldier is predictably crouched in the corner of the room waiting for your arrival, and then you quickly lob a few volleys in his direction, return to cover to reload. Like, really? You know, and they need to bring back Battle Recorder. Both Halo and Call of Duty give players to record their combat exploits. So, yeah, definitely need to bring back Battle Recorder. They need to teach noobs how to fly.
Yeah, they should have...
Learning how to fly a chopper or jet, like, in the middle of a firefight is not a good way to learn. Like, teammates are rightfully mad when noobs destroy their primary war asset by slamming it into the ground when a Top Gun could have hopped into the cockpit and turned... turned the match over. So DICE needs to give players a safe environment to master the how to fly, pretty much.
They should have a training ground place, learn how to control everything and stuff like that.
And they need to let us alter loadouts between games. You know, that Call of Duty does it, and I don't know if Halo 4 is going to do it, but they need to let you alter loadouts because you can go to a fast, big, huge map. You know, and have one class, and you just want to change, like, one gun or something, you know, in between the games. Like, playing it, changing it, you can change it in the game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, I'd rather change it between. Because you're just sitting there in that pregame lobby, you're just like, oh.
You can change it in between, too.
It doesn't say you can. But, whatever. So, they need to give users creation tools, too. Like in Little Big Planet, Mod Nation Racers, and Minecraft, they've taught us anything. It's that communities love to create. Instead of hiding the keys to the Frostbite engine, DICE should give fans an easy-to-use tools that allow them to build their own multiplayer maps and game modes, just like Forge mode.
That'd be awesome. That really would be.
Yeah, and I know. And
build your own Battlefield map.
Yeah.
They should actually create a private match instead of you having to rent a server, because renting a server just to be able to play with your friends on it. And it just be y'all? It's kind of stupid.
I know. You're just being money whores.
Exactly.
I mean, but that's just some of the wishes that, like, we want for Battlefield 4. You know, we want Battlefield 4 to be a good game just as much as the next guy. And that's just some of the things that we think, could help bring that game to the top, you know?
Yeah. Why am I coughing?
Probably because you've been smoking cigarettes.
I do not smoke. Do not get that stuff near me. Well, back.
So the next thing, Austin, is Xbox 720 might have Blu-ray, and much more. So it's no secret that Microsoft's upcoming console that we refer to as the 720 is well in the development phase, but according to some confirmed information received by VG247, there is a lot more information now available. Most notably is the fact that the 720 will have two GPUs as well as a Blu-ray drive. With no official information has been released yet, so all this is rumored as specs of the graphics card and stuff. It's rumored to be the equivalent of the AMD 7000 series, but not Crossfire SLI. So, each graphics card will be able to work independently, which will allow them to each draw separate items on the screen at the same time. So this is going to have...
I have a question.
Yeah, ask it.
Okay, so Xbox 720 is coming out, and they're making some brand new games that can only be played in 720, right?
That's not what we're saying here.
Well, like, listen. Is there Minecraft on the Xbox 720?
It's on the Microsoft Arcade.
So it will be on 720?
Yes. It'll be 720
compatible.
Then I'll
get to the 720 Xbox. But if not, I'm not going to get it. Because Minecraft's my life. And so, Assassin's Creed.
The 720 is going to have two graphics processing units. They're going to be able to like draw separate items on screen at the same time. So as for the processor, the 720 is to have either 4 or 6 cores, with one being dedicated to the Kinect and another being specifically for the operating system, meaning that when you push the Xbox button on your controller, you'll no longer wonder if your console is going to die, like with the Xbox 360. Speaking about the Kinect, the VG247 sources say that the Kinect will be built into the device as well.
So they're going to put the Kinect inside the Xbox, basically.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, the only thing I see bad about that would be, I have my Xbox, low on my entertainment center.
Yeah, true. I see what you mean there. People who do that kind of stuff.
That seems something that Microsoft wouldn't do. It seems kind of rumored. I don't think that would actually really happen. I think that's like actually just something someone said. Just sound cool.
Yeah, just sound cool. But if they do that,
I mean, it would be cool, but you'd have to like put your Xbox a lot higher. I mean, I don't know. They might do something cool. You never know about Microsoft.
If they do that, you couldn't have it sitting on the side. What is up with my voice at the moment? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Wow. But if they did that, you wouldn't be able to sit your Xbox on your side. And some people have to have their Xbox sitting on their side so they have enough room for it.
Yeah, it all goes back to what I said,
Stop eating.
I'm sorry, I'm hungry. I'm a fatty.
Extremely.
But it all goes back to what I was saying, It's just kind of an inconvenience. And if they made one, they would have to make one with Kinect built in and without Kinect built in.
Yeah.
And they'd have to be a significant price difference.
But, get the one without.
Lastly, the Xbox 720 is expected to have an always-on internet connection as an anti-piracy measure. So, much like what has been announced in Diablo 3, while I'm sure, we know this is going to bother some people, it's a no biggie for me and awesome because we pretty much only play online anyways. But Microsoft's officially stating that they won't officially say anything until next year, but who knows? All we know is that if these specs are true, I would like to see it. So just tweet us your thoughts at FPS Freak on Twitter or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FPS Freaks.
F-R-E-E-K-S.
F-R-E-E-K-S, yeah.
It before.
So,
got a freak.
Austin, what do you think? Let's talk a little bit about this always-on internet connection.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Okay, what this is saying is this always-on internet connection is that even when your Xbox is off, it's connected to the internet, and it's still pulling just a bit of bandwidth. And when you turn your Xbox on, you have to be connected to the internet as an anti-piracy measure to prevent, like, JTAGs and stuff like that. What this means is like, we live in Tornado Alley, yeah. Me and Austin do. So what this means is that if the power goes out, if a tornado or something blows through and rips up the phone lines in the ground to get us all our internet, normally when that happens, we revert to single-player gameplay. But what this means is that if you're not connected to internet, or you have no internet connection whatsoever, you cannot play any game.
That is very stupid, because what if you've never once had internet in your life?
Well, the people that don't have internet can't get the Xbox 720. So I think that they're not going to take the 360 off the shelf. I don't know, but I think that because that's what I've been heard, it's been rumored that it's always going to have that always on internet, which, I mean, for me and you, we always play online and everything, and we normally always have internet, but it is the springtime right now, and, like, there's a lot of tornadoes, and especially this year, because it's El Nino, I believe. If it's not El Nino, there's some weather pattern thing going on that's going to make more tornadoes this year.
Uh-huh. So,
yeah, more tornadoes this year, but,
I'm gonna cry.
If the phone lines get ripped up and the internet goes out, there's no way you're going to be able to play Xbox, which kind of sucks, especially if you live in, like, Tornado Alley or Hurricane, whatever they call that, or any, like, major
Katrina.
Weather. Any major weather phenomenon, like, could just ruin your gaming.
Mr. Bush, what are you going to do about the accident with Katrina? We're going to find her.
and we're going to capture her.
We're going to bring her to justice. We believe she has insight on Al-Qaeda. Katrina, Qaeda. They both start with a K. So, yeah, that's just some of our Xbox 720 rumors. We've been going for like 20 minutes, dude. This is like a short episode. But, so now we got to give us some shout-outs to our lovely and beautiful, not fat, sponsors. So, contestant for the sponsor, our first lovely, beautiful, not fat sponsor is FlySight. FlySight, well, this is our graphics designer, DJ, which you guys probably don't know him, like, personally. But
he is an awesome guy,
DJ, the guy that does all our graphics and all our video intros and stuff like that, he has started with one of his friends a group called FlySight. And, their website's up, I believe. You can follow them on Twitter, though, at FlySight. I believe that is their Twitter name, at FlySight. And be sure to check them out because, like, they're just starting out, and they need some people to join. And I'm not sure if DJ wanted us to shout out to him, but we're doing it anyways because we love you, DJ. So, no homo.
No.
Sure to check out FlySight because they're actually really cool. DJ is freaking awesome, and he helps us out a lot with his graphics and everything like that. So he's really cool. So be sure to check out his group, FlySight. And they're also going to be posting, like, gaming news and stuff, I believe. Like, I'm actually debating on joining Fly.
I ain't doing no clan. I don't care whose clan it is. It could be Santa's.
But the next group, our next lovely, beautiful, not fat sponsored group is the Team Frontline. Okay, and these guys are on Twitter as well. You can follow them at...
Wait, Frontline? Isn't that the pet hair cream thing?
Nope.
Well, Frontline Plus, yeah.
I don't know. But you can follow them at Frontline Team. That's FrontLine Team. No spaces. So you can follow them at Frontline Team on Twitter, and be sure to check them guys out, because, like, once I said, they're really awesome. Like, all our clans that we sponsor are really cool. We make sure we pick some pretty cool people to sponsor for this podcast. So check them out, because they're all, like, really awesome and everything. So now we're going to take a short break. We're going to have you guys listening to some Nugget and a Biscuit by Tobuscus. And when we come back, we're going to have some Minecraft Madness. So everybody, please enjoy. Please enjoy Nugget and a Biscuit.
Chicken nugget, biscuit, nugget in a biscuit, nugget, biscuit, nugget in a biscuit,
nugget, biscuit, nugget in a biscuit,
give it all in mashed potato, nugget, biscuit, nugget in a biscuit, nugget, biscuit, nugget in a biscuit, nugget, biscuit, nugget in a biscuit, give it all in mashed potato,
give it all in mashed potato,
dip the mashed potato, gobble chicken nugget, biscuit in the barbecue sauce.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and that was Nugget and a Biscuit by
Tobuscus.
Tobuscus. So, now it is time for some Minecraft Madness and with Austin. Minecraft Madness with Austin.
Okay, Minecraft Madness time. I was going to say something.
Minecraft Madness.
Don't steal that from Tobuscus. That was a weird voice. Did y'all hear that? Yeah, y'all had to have heard that. I mean, like, it was weird. It was up
here. Y'all should have seen my face when I was doing Minecraft Madness. I'll do it again for you so Austin can see it. Minecraft Madness.
It looks constipated.
Shh, don't tell them.
Okay, anyways, guys, what is up? We got Minecraft Madness here.
Minecraft.
Now,
Madness.
We have a weekly seed. Now, Tyler, will you shut up with that?
No.
What was that? Did you hear that? I was like, hey. All right. Anyways, we got the weekly seed here. This is a desert biome seed.
Desert.
Tyler.
Biome.
I want to get this going. All right. Mic's moving. Okay. Anyways, weekly seed for Xbox 360.
Xbox.
Tyler. All right, it is. I'm going to say this fast so he doesn't quickly keep going.
Okay, no, I'm done.
All right, thank you. Thank you. 1, 8, 7, 5, 2, 6, 9.
69.
69% of people will find something wrong with this sentence.
69. Okay, no, so the weekly seed, as he said, was 1, 8, 7, 5, 2, 6, 9. That's going to be in the description. So, yeah, that is the weekly seed. Now, Austin, me and Austin have a story to tell you about the seed.
Yes, okay, so one day we were building pyramids.
Wait, no, we have to do this. Story time! Now it's story time.
Okay. One time we were just like digging sand, trying to get some sand. We're making pyramids, and I mean, it was like pyramid. This huge pyramid.
Big pyramid. Keep telling the story.
And so we were just digging, and I mined a block, and then the sand out from under me collapsed, and I fell into a cave.
Cave!
Well, we big explored cave. The cave. It was really big, and I mean, like, big. But
just like your mama's pee hole.
Tower.
I don't know where that came from. Came from the cave.
Viewer discretion is advised.
It came from the cave.
And, well, we were just looking around, and, well, I fell into a hole, like this very deep hole, like this really deep hole.
And unbeknownst to Austin, like, this is the hugest cave in the world.
Yeah, and, like...
literally, this cave probably covered the... It was, like, under the whole entire map.
Yeah, it was, like, connected.
Every cave was connected, like...
Basically.
You would get in this one big cave, and then you'd go to another one and another one, and there was, like, a huge pit. I called it, like, the pit of doom or something, and I, like, fell in it, and there was, like, a cool... bunch of ores and stuff in there, so I like mined it, and then I got out, and like I came out, I followed my exact path to where I came in, and like the hole that I made wasn't there anymore, so like I wandered around, and like on the other side of the cave I found my hole in a completely different room because there was no torches there.
And it was weird because now, every time we do something, something bad happens. Considering we'll be mining. Like, we patched up the hole. It was too big, so we got scared and left. And we were mining, we patched up all the hole, and then we found another hole. Then we found another hole. We just kept on finding holes and holes and holes. And now it is haunting us, and now we call it the cave.
The cave. No, but, like, Austin, tell your story about how you were digging down.
Yeah, I was digging down because I heard water, so I wanted to go find it. So I started digging down. And my friend was looking at my name thingy, how you can see it.
His friend is me.
Yeah, him, there, that thing. And, well, I was digging down, and he saw my name going down. Then instantly, I dig down one more block, and I came out of the cave. At the top.
And he was on top of, like, right where I was digging. It was really weird. So, like, on this seed, beware the cave.
Beware the cave.
Like, if you find this cave, like, I'm serious. I mean, it's awesome seed and everything. Huge desert, lovely scenery and everything. But beware the cave.
Yep. Beware it.
Beware it. Because you will get lost. And the cave changes. Like, it's really weird. It changes. Like, me and Austin were literally digging. And then... in one area, we went back to the other area, and there was, like, torches and crap there.
Yeah.
And we had no torches there.
And there, if you are careful, go into one of the little caves, and it leads to a dead end. But at the very end, there is random cobblestone placed in the wall.
If you hit those, and, like, it's actual cobblestone. It's not stone.
It's cobblestone. And there's no monster spawn or anything, but it's just random cobblestone placed in the wall. You can mine it, and there'd be stone behind it. It's weird.
No, and then remember the time that we mined, actually, there was, like, four of them in each corner of this square block, and then we hit four of them, and then, like, the actual stone below us just fell.
Yeah.
And then we, like, fell into lava or something.
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah, it was really weird, whoosh. So beware the cave.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. So beware the cave, guys, on this weekly seed, which is 1, 8, 7, 5, 2, 69.
69.
So now, Austin, if you would like to, we can talk about some Minecraft news.
Okay.
News!
Now, we're going to talk about Minecraft news.
And Minecraft news!
We're going to talk about the update!
Update news! Sing!
All right,
now it's time for the news.
Pull up Minecraft Wiki, please.
We get it. Just talk a little bit about this update while I'm pulling it up.
Okay, 1.8 was originally supposed to come out on the 28th.
Then the 29th.
And neither of them days did it happen.
No.
And I cried.
Sad.
And, well, Then I read again that it said possibly October 8th, but it is coming out early October.
8th.
100%.
100% possibly. Early October. Now, let's read this tweet here. This was this is from 4J Studios. This is exactly what they said. This was 10 hours ago from today. So they said, we are finishing off bug fixes for 1.8.2 update now. It should be able to get into the Microsoft cert test early this coming week. So early this coming week, that means like hopefully by Tuesday, is what early week means. Hopefully either tomorrow or Tuesday. And cert tests don't take that long.
They take
like a day.
I read cert testing can take 7 to 10 days. We might need to Google that.
So, yeah. How long does Microsoft certification test last? So, but yeah, they're hopefully getting into Microsoft cert test this week. Getting that patch out there. And they're really actually, they are concerned because there's a lot of people saying that they're not playing Minecraft or telling their friends to buy Minecraft until this patch comes out, you know. So
yeah, like I was actually reading on YouTube. I was looking at videos and stuff about 1.8 update coming out. Don't ever watch them because they're all lies. And, well, I read a comment. Someone said, I'm not going to play Minecraft on Xbox ever again until 1.8 is out. And so I don't believe
kind of like how I was – I wouldn't play any Call of Duty game until Black Ops came out. Because I was so pumped for Black Ops.
Black Ops, Black Ops, Black Ops. That's how you were.
Yeah. But then, like, MW3 came out. And I was like, MW3! And then, like...
Hallelujah!
Yeah. So, it doesn't say how long Microsoft cert tests
sadly.
Last. But it should probably take, like, a couple days.
Yeah, a couple. Maybe three.
Hopefully early October. Because, I mean, tomorrow is October...
October.
So October 8th is actually what next?
October 8th is actually
is next Friday.
It's Friday.
This Friday. No, yeah.
No, it's this Friday.
Next Monday.
No, yeah, next Monday.
Next Monday.
Man, if it comes out next Monday, I ain't going to school for the rest of the week. I'll be freaking stuck in a ravine or whatever they're called.
Ravine.
Tomato, tomato, potato, potato. Another word and another
potato.
Word.
Potato.
Tomato.
Potato. Okay, so yeah, Austin. So. Just go over, I know we've said it like a bunch of times, but what is this update doing?
Oh,
what do you want to talk about in Minecraft?
Y'all want to know what's in the update? Congratulations, going wiki.
MinecraftWiki.wiki.net.
Dot net.
Okay, so we really need to stop singing because like our freaking terrible singing is going to get people to like...
Screw yes. This, y'all are terrible, pink. Either you that guys. Or we're just, like, so good, we're gonna get, like, so many emails being like, y'all need to come and sing for us, and it'd be amazing. Be like, girl, better pay us, and we get famous. Oh, that was
cool.
Do
you have to smack after every sentence?
Yep.
But, Austin, so what do you want to talk about in Minecraft this week?
Well, Minecraft. I...
love.
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Stop copying me.
Okay.
Sound like a fat black chick. Mm-hmm. Sorry if there's a fat black chick out there listening.
If you're fat and black.
So we don't like you.
Get skinny.
Maybe she spent some time. I have not been able to talk this week.
If you are fat and black, then you are not a part of our lovely, beautiful audience.
No, you're not.
You're a part of the fat audience.
Maybe if you spent some time on the treadmill and I was drunk. And if y'all know where that's from, then congratulations. Y'all actually are good.
Good. Okay, so Austin, you're going to give us some tips and tricks on Minecraft, right?
Tips and tricks.
On Minecraft.
On Minecraft. Okay, here's a major one. Don't dig straight down, but straight up.
This is a life tip, you guys, and you guys really need to listen to this because a lot of people have been doing it lately. So, this is a big thing. So, I mean, I want you guys to all listen to this. Don't make ice cream with yellow snow, okay?
Really? Really? We're talking about Minecraft here.
Well, I mean, hey, don't make ice cream with yellow snow.
Okay, here's another tip and trick. Some people have been doing this, and I consider them very stupid if they do this. Do not, well, if you are playing on the difficulty normal or harder, aka normal or hard, don't leave your house without at least 2 pork chops. Easy, you can take one in your set. Really, I don't need one ever. But, I mean, like, I'm so good, I could just, like, take my sword and whack them, and they're dead.
All right.
Oh! I was watching a Minecraft video over 1.8, and there is actually blocking. Like, I forgot what that little thingy is called, like, stagger something switch. I don't know. I can't remember. But, like, you can block. It really doesn't do much for you, but still pretty cool. Stuff like that, and other stuff, and... Was sideburns? Did you just say
okay? So let's talk about this. This is a tips and trick, and this is something that has been happening a lot in Minecraft, actually. Griefing. Okay, so just to let you know, griefing is the act of irritating and angering people in video games through the use of destruction, construction, social engineering.
You now like can get suspended from Xbox Live by griefing worlds.
Yes, you can. So listen, this is how you guys can prevent destruction, like, you know. Destruction, you know, most griefers' goals are to destroy as much stuff as they can in order to make the server as ugly as possible. So if you're playing on a Minecraft server or a world, what you can do is it can be avoided with block and chunk protection plugins if you're running a server. Like logging and rollback plugins can completely undo any damage done by individual griefers. So like doing this is on Minecraft for PC, by the way. So like tree griefing is like, you know, for a long time, you know, like they just... They burn your trees and stuff, you know. So, trolling. Trolls like to annoy people rather than grief. There's like several ways to troll, such as killing a person and watching them while you throw your diamond pickaxe into lava, spamming, promising them stuff, giving them stuff, killing them the moment they go out of a safe zone. You know, most of these trolls can't be blocked. You know, they're usually easy to notice. So, a troll always wants you to see what he or she has done. So he or she can annoy you more. A good temporary ban will solve things. So if anyone's trolling you on Xbox 360 or they grief your world, you know, I mean, there's no logging and rollback. But just be careful. You know, if you've got a friend online that knows how that normally griefs, my tip would be to turn off autosave, you know, and then get into your world where it is, save it. And then don't do anything really big. Like, do just little stuff, you know, that would take just a little bit of time. And if he does...
Or don't do anything at all.
Yeah, and if your friend does grief you, you know, or if you've got a friend that griefs you, defriend him. Block communications. Do something. You know, I mean, get that guy off your friends list. And, you know, also a simple player submission, like submitting the player, you know, reporting the player... that'll do a lot because, like I said, you can get suspended for griefing worlds now.
Like you said?
Or like Austin said. Like we said, you can get, you know, so, yeah, I mean, like, try not to get griefed. And if you do get griefed, I know it sucks, because I've been griefed before and I really hate it because griefing is gay, but...
P.S. If someone ever tells you they're doing a contest so on Best Minecraft World, ha-ha, listen to what they say. Just listen. Like, I have had a friend who tried getting in my Minecraft world and did a contest thing to win 4,000 Microsoft points. So here's what he said. He said he was going to have 2 recorders set up, one with another friend of his and one with him. And one was going to be inside the world while the other one's in the nether world. And I was supposed to take the one in the nether world and show him around, that kind of stuff. And I was going along with it. As soon as he said one in the actual world and one in the nether, and yeah, I didn't do it. So I straight up said, here, and I squeezed it out of him too. I go to school with the kid, and I said, dude, your friend told me y'all were going to grief my world already. And he's like, oh, he really did? And so I straight up told him, oh, no, he actually didn't, but you just did. So, yeah, just listen to what they say, and if they say something that seems like it's a lie, don't do it.
That, like I said, there's a lot of trolls out there that try to grief people's worlds. And, you know, I mean, like, trolling on MW3 is one thing because you're just making some kid mad. But, like, in Minecraft, people spend hours, days, weeks, months on these worlds. So, like, if you were a person that griefs, like, I used to try and grief people, and I used to grief people. But then, like, I got griefed myself, and I'm just like, you know what, I'm not doing that. You know, it's, I mean, like, you never realize, like, the actual emotional damage that you're doing to someone when you grief them.
Okay, so I think that's it for Minecraft Madness.
Anti-griefing, today. Yeah. I mean, Minecraft Madness is pretty much done. We talked about the patch. Anti-griefing gave you, like, some little tips.
Yeah.
So now let's go into our weekly review here. So I'm going to review the iOS 6 and iPhone 5, which
I know what either of them are.
I know we're a console group. We're for console gaming. But, like, there's some really cool stuff in iOS 6. Like, holy crap, that's weird. Let me get my phone real quick, and I can just kind of show you. So, in iOS 6...
Really?
In iOS 6, one of the new things that you can do is you get... you can reject calls with a message. So, like, someone's calling you, there's a little thing besides your answering buttons, and you just slide it up and, like, reject call with message, and it's got a bunch of pre-typed messages. So, like, if you're driving or something, you don't have to look away from the road as much. You're just like... Yeah, I'll call you, and like one of them's like, I'll call you later, stuff like that. And then in your settings is where like the main differences are. Like, there's do not disturb, and what that is when you're in do not disturb, like calls and alerts that arrive while your phone's locked will be silenced, and like you'll have this little moon icon that appears in the status bar. So if you go into your notification settings on your iPhone 4 or whatever is running iOS 6. You know, you can go into the Do Not Disturb and turn on scheduled in your notification settings, and you can set times from where it turns it on. Like me, I go to school from 8 to 4, so I have my phone set to go Do Not Disturb from 8 to 4. So when the first bell rings at 8, my phone goes on Do Not Disturb, so it silences everything. Then at 4 o'clock, it turns off, and like it's just as if I never had my phone on silent. It's a lifesaver for people that go to school and everything like that.
Oh, very.
So Do Not Disturb is a big thing. And then there's like some small interface changes, like... When you're sending photos, this is one big thing that aggravated me. When you're sending photos and you press the send button, there's a cool new interface that allows you to send it to your photo stream, messages, mail, assigned to a contact, uses wallpaper, copy, print, and Facebook or Twitter. Now, it used to be only on Twitter that you could send pictures to, but now you can do it directly from your phone, send it to Facebook. Now, on your notification bar, if you scroll it down, you have tap to tweet and tap to post. So you can tap to tweet. On your Twitter, or you can tap to post on your Facebook. It's pretty cool. And another big app is called Passbook. So if you've got Fandango or like American Airlines, and you buy your tickets on your phone, you can they will go into Passbook. And what you do is you just open up Passbook. It'll show your little things that you bought. You click on it and then show it to the cashier person, and they will scan your phone. And then that's how you like get into your movie and stuff. There's new Apple Maps. It's made all by Apple because they got into that whole fight with Google. And there's the new podcasts app, which gets all your podcasts and everything. And one thing that's really cool about this app is, like, say you don't want to download, you don't want to wait for, like, our newest episode of our podcast to download. You don't have to download it. Like, look, episode 11, I don't have it downloaded, but listen, it's, like, still, it'll stream it, which is pretty freaking legit. And it's not playing, but it will stream them, like, but it's pretty freaking cool that they stream them and stuff. So, like, right there, see?
You're listening to the FPS Freaks podcast.
So this episode 11 of our podcast, and I don't even have it downloaded. So you can stream podcasts on there as well. And there's so much cool stuff on it. Like, really, I can't even really go into detail with it. Like, on your mail, you now, to refresh, you don't press a button. You just do basically what you do, like, on Facebook. Stuff like that. You scroll up. I mean, there's a lot of little stuff. And one big thing I do have to cover. Panoramic photos. It came out with the iPhone 5.
Tyler.
And you just go into your options on your photos. Go to options, panorama, and it's pretty sweet.
Can that please be it about iPhones? Because I don't have
that's iOS 6 review. That's the iOS 6 review and just a little bit about the iPhone 5. It is longer, and the graphics processing and everything is basically... just really legit. It's super fast and definitely a good phone. So if your contract's up and you're looking to get a new phone, I definitely recommend iPhone 5.
You're making me jealous. Get me one, people, please. Donate money. Donate
iPhone 5. iPhone 5 is like really a good phone. I got my hands on with it, and it was really awesome. So next review here is Darksiders 2.
I don't know what that is.
So this is like art right here. The Darksiders 2 art is like fantastic. Like, Darksiders 2, like, looking at these screenshots and everything and, like, actually playing the demo for it, like, holy crap, dude. Darksiders 2, like, if I had to rate it, I would probably give it, like, an 8. or a 9.5, I think.
And Halo,
I think
that gets a 6. Not really. It gets like a 9 at least.
I think I'm pretty sure 9.5 is what I would give it. Like Noob Alert gave it an 80 out of 100, which is and I think Game Informer gave it a 9.5. So Darksiders 2, definitely awesome. I don't know as much about it as I do know about iOS 6, because I've had my hands on with it for like weeks now. So that is it really for the review. So now we need to give us some more shout outs to our lovely, beautiful sponsor, not fat sponsored groups. So Austin, I'm gonna let you do these.
All right, so our shout outs today is the Zero Gaming Team and the Mafia Gaming.
So Zero Gaming Team, they do have a I believe it's Zero. Zero, I believe, has a YouTube channel. That's what it is. I couldn't get the words out of my mouth. But, so I think that they do, they have a website, and it's zerogamingroster.webs.com. And they're really cool guys. They try to help us out as much as they can. Like I said, they're really cool. I loved him. Not like, no homo, but I say I love the clans a lot. But Zero Gaming Clan, like, Zero Gaming is really freaking, really cool people. Lots of groups, so, like, if you'd like to join them, you can, I guess. They do not have a YouTube, that is Mafia. But Zero Gaming is really freaking awesome. I definitely recommend that you guys check them out. And the next group is Mafia Gaming. So Mafia, back to Zero. You can follow Zero Gaming at Zero Gaming Team on Twitter. The next group is Mafia Gaming, and you can follow them at on Twitter at Mafia Gaming 1, I believe.
I accidentally canceled a friend request from a Mafia person. I thought it was Mafia Bacon.
It's pronounced Mafia. But you can follow them on Twitter at Mafia Gaming 1 and check them out. And they do have a YouTube, and it is youtube.com/Mafia Platoon. So check those guys out, because I don't believe I've watched any of their YouTube videos, but I have gotten to some Call of Duty matches with these guys, and they're really freaking awesome. So be sure to check out Mafia Gaming, because they're pretty freaking legit and everything like that. That is it for the shout-outs. So now, me and Austin are going to go into our discussion.
Let me see what's in our discussion today.
This discussion is about Medal of Honor Warfighter, Halo 4, AC3, and Black Ops 2. Black Ops 2 Zombies. Like, just upcoming zombies. Releases for console, pretty much.
I wonder how Tobuscus would say zombies.
Zombies.
Or AC3, or Halo 4, or Halo 4, or whatever.
I don't know. Medal of Honor Warfighter. So, the first thing, Medal of Honor Warfighter, I kind of already talked about it a little bit. Like, yeah, if you pre-order Medal of Honor, if you pre-order Medal of Honor Warfighter, you get into the Battlefield 4 beta. That's really the only big thing. And, you know, it's pretty much like the first Medal of Honor. So, Halo 4, big one. Austin, you can talk about it.
Halo 4. Now, I have looked at some videos about Halo 4.
On a quick, this is like odd, weird tangent here, but if you want the latest in Halo 4 news, go to YouTube and type in Halo 4 follower. I'm going to try to get him on the podcast, but he's really frigging hard to get a hold of. So check out Halo 4 follower, though, and you can follow him on Twitter at iHalo4Follower, I believe is what that is. Yep, iHalo4Follower. So be sure to check him out, because like, he's pretty freaking legit, and he's always posting up like new videos about Halo 4, and I really want to have him on the podcast because he's super freaking awesome. But awesome, back to Halo 4.
Now,
Flood Mode.
What?
Have you not seen Flood Mode?
No, I haven't seen Flood Mode yet.
Flood
Mode? I've never heard of Flood Mode, actually.
Flood Mode. Okay, so you know how Infected was, right? Infection?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Infection is basically, or Flood Mode is basically Infection, but the people that are infecting are Flood.
Oh, you get to play as a Flood?
Yes, you get to play as a Flood. Like, I'll show you the video after the podcast, but you get to play as the Flood, and, like, you have an energy sword, and but it's made out of your arm. Like, it's really freaking cool. But it's freaking legit. Like, I can't believe you haven't seen it if you're following, like, Halo 4. But
I'm following Assassin's Creed, not Halo 4. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it's really freaking legit. What it is, I mean, I'm trying to find it. This is, I believe this is it, the one that's Valhalla, or, yeah, and they remade Valhalla.
Oh, Valhalla?
It's called Ragnarok, or Ragnarok is the new Valhalla remake that they made.
We would have to watch this.
Yes. But they're remaking Valhalla, which was like my favorite map from Halo 3.
I love Valhalla.
It was like freaking awesome. So this is called Ragnarok. And there's Flood gameplay. And like it's really freaking awesome because you get to play as the Flood. Like it is freaking legit. Like, and Flood gets to Flood jumps higher than a regular Spartan or UNSC soldier would be. So, but yeah, Flood mode, dude. I can't believe you haven't seen that. Like, here, I'll go to, this is some gameplay right here from Flood mode. Just like, look at it. It's freaking legit. On this gameplay, like, you can see he's running around with this shotgun or whatever.
Oh,
this is.
It's Valhalla.
Yeah, this is on the this isn't the Ragnarok map. But look, see, this is the Flood right here.
That is a weird looking Flood.
Well, it's his arm. You're in first person from the Flood, but like he's like got this freaking energy sword made out of his arm and everything, and like he can jump super high. I think that Flood mode is gonna be freaking bad. It's gonna be legit. And like Ragnarok, like I said, it's a practical remake of Valhalla map. So yeah, but that's one of the biggest things I've been seeing, and it's really freaking awesome. And like
they have better quality on that video.
Well, it's. I mean, and then there's another, I don't know, like, there's a backstory to the Forerunner now.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones, the Forerunner are actually the people that created the Halo rings.
Yeah.
Which is the Prometheans.
The Halo rings to get rid of the Flood, which it didn't get rid of all of it.
Yeah, but I mean, the Prometheans is what they are, the ones that you're fighting in Halo 4. So, but that's just a little bit about Halo 4. So now let's go to AC3, bro. Your favorite.
Woo! Right. Assassin's Creed 3, I have seen a little bit about it. Now, I'm sorry, but I'm too busy caught up watching a Halo 4 video. If you pause that, I can continue. Thank you. Well, Assassin's Creed 3 is coming out October 30th, as all of y'all basically know.
Yep.
And, well, I have the limited edition pre-ordered. Now, if y'all don't know what's already in the limited edition, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all, even though y'all probably do, considering it's been out there for about 3-4 months now. And, well, there is a belt buckle with the Assassin's Creed symbol that pledges your allegiance to the Assassin's Creed. There is a colonial flag with the Assassin's Creed symbol in the middle of the stars. There is a, there's a George Washington's journal, a statue.
Now, is that, like, actually really George Washington's journal?
I think it's just something that Ubisoft made.
Is it something that Ubisoft made that's kind of like George Washington writing about the Assassin's Creed?
I think it's George Washington writing about the war, but yet instead it includes stuff with the Assassins.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking. I don't think it's actually real. I think it's something fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is that, and then there's this very amazing art design for the... Whoops, kind of messed up my mic there. For the case of Assassin's Creed. It is a metal case, and it looks very cool. Y'all could search that up, probably.
It's pretty legit.
I've seen it. If you do pre-order the limited edition version, you get $10 off of an Ezio Auditore replica Hidden Blade from Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Oh.
By the way, it's plastic, not real,
no, look
sadly.
Look at this right here. I was on my GameStop PowerUp Pro app,
mm-hmm.
And check this out. I'm pulling it up right now on my phone, but they actually have the Ezio Auditore Hidden Blade as a reward on GameStop.
Really?
Yeah, like it's pulling up right now, but
how much?
It's like 30, it's like 40 something thousand points. I don't know. I'm looking it up.
How many points you got?
51.
Dang
I spent
it.
Them all on that I spent them all on the what's it called?
Care package.
No, the sweepstakes, the Borderlands 2 sweepstakes for
which
that.
Which you didn't get in?
No. That was announced September 9th, and I never got an email, so. But, it's, like, where is it freaking at? It was here. Right here. This Ezio, the Assassin's Creed Gauntlet, and it's 39,400 points. You know, and it's, is this what you're talking about, pretty much?
Yeah, basically.
I mean, it's a small picture, but, it's basically the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the exact
Yeah, it's just an Ezio Auditore blade, hidden blade.
Is it plastic?
Yeah, it's plastic.
Oh,
it says
metal.
In the description, it says, here's proof that it can, the highly detailed something. The wrist may be PVC. The blade that springs out and locks at your wrist is PVC and ABS plastics instead of steel. So,
well, you could probably replace it with steel.
Probably. I mean,
that'd
could
be awesome. Shing. Ha ha ha.
But I mean, but yeah, that's pretty freaking awesome. The Ezio Auditory Blade thing. So, next thing is
Black Ops 2 Zombies. Oh my god, Black Ops 2 Zombies is the only reason why I'm getting Black Ops 2.
If you guys have not seen the actual reveal,
oh my
you
god,
need
it's
to
god mode.
Black Ops 2 Zombies, you need to like go on YouTube and check out the actual Call of Duty YouTube channel. And definitely check out the Black Ops 2 Zombies reveal trailer. If you saw
their eyes glow blue.
Yeah, they're blue. And like, dude, did you see that the thing, the spinny thing, you know?
Yeah, the whole bomb. Boom, boom.
Yeah, no, the one like right at the end.
Yeah, the bomb.
Oh, yeah, I guess is what it was. That looked really awesome. And this is another thing. I'm going to fast forward to this part in the video. But look right, like right here. I'm going to do a commentary of this video, by the way. But look. Look like right here. You see this?
Yeah.
This little road thing on this map?
Mm-hmm.
What this leads me to believe is, and you might agree with me, is you know how your waves, like on Kino and everything,
mm-hmm.
well, they're bringing this onto their multiplayer server and everything, and they're making more elaborate maps.
No, so, they have a whole campaign for zombies.
Oh, now
just
see.
Just 100% campaign.
Oh, I didn't know there was actually a story mode.
They're
going
to have story mode, a different type of multiplayer mode, and they're going to have normal zombies.
Well, see, what I thought that this was, but that you just totally ruined it, was that after so many waves, you got on your little bus and moved to a different area.
That's basically probably what the story mode
is. That's basically what the story mode is. I mean, but it's looking pretty freaking legit, dude. Like,
yeah.
These zombies and everything. Some of the guns. And, like, dude, the fighting scene on top of the freaking bus.
Now, that part looks really cool. Now,
I'm trying to find it.
But I like the whole
fact that you can
use a car door as a freaking riot shield.
Yes.
It looks really awesome.
Doors from a car door with some ratchet straps around it is immediate freaking death machine.
Oh, here it is.
And this is the infamous, you know, fighting scene from the on the bus. And, like, dude, the gameplay on this is super freaking amazing. I'm going to love the zombies. Now, the only thing I really got a problem with is this, with zombies is, if you got the limited edition or the hardened edition, you got Nuketown Zombies. Now, what I think they need to do is make people be able to pay for Nuketown Zombies as, like, a DLC thing, because honestly, me, I got the limited edition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to be sitting there like, oh, Nuketown Zombies is so fun. I wish I had someone to play it with. Because, you know, I mean, a lot of people do get the hardened edition, but yet still a lot of people don't get them, you know, so, I would like for someone, for them to at least make it to where it's, like, downloadable.
They really should make it, but, like, what they do, most games with their DLC that you get at the very beginning does come out as DLC later on.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, they really need to do that, because I think Nuketown Zombies is going to be freaking legit, but I would like to be able to play it with people like you that aren't getting the limited edition, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think that that's, like, one of my favorite things about Black Ops Zombies is going to be zombies. Or Black Ops 2 is going to be zombies. So, we've been going for about 58 minutes now. We were going to do some tips and tricks on Modern Warfare 3, but we ended up taking a little bit too long.
Yeah.
So, before we leave, we're going to give a quick shout-out to our graphics designer, DJ.
Thank you, DJ.
So, thanks, DJ. We love you so much for making all of our graphics for us and our YouTube intro videos. And
no homo.
No homo, yeah. So, be sure to check out all of our great, wonderful, beautiful clans. And those are FlySight, Frontline Team, Zero Gaming Team, and Mafia Gaming. Be sure to check all them guys out, and all their stuff is in the description. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, at FPSFreak. On Twitter, that's FREEK, and also on Facebook at facebook.com/FPSFreaks. Once again, that's FREEKS. And then check out our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/FPSFreaks podcast. Next week, I forgot to tell them about the new thing we're doing. I'll tell it to you real quick. What we're doing is 1 week we're going to post a podcast. Then the next week, we're not going to post a podcast, but we're going to put daily YouTube videos up. So that's our little thing, and like me and Austin will do commentaries and stuff like that. So, so we're gonna be doing commentaries and stuff like that. So you'll still be getting a podcast, but just only 1 week will it be on iTunes, and 1 week it will be on YouTube, pretty much.
Okay, but aren't we going to do the live podcast?
Next week we're going to try to do a live stream podcast. We are.
Not next week, but the week after.
Or, yeah, the next podcast that we actually have.
We're going to do a live stream.
And then we're gonna set some dates. We're going to have, like, Monday night montages, Tuesday night tutorials, like Wednesday night Minecraft, something, I don't know.
And if you follow us on Twitter, you can post tweets and tell us what to talk about.
Yeah, and like, but just check us out on YouTube, because we have a strong lack of subscribers and views. But be sure to check us out at youtube.com/FPSFreaksPodcast. Thank you guys, all you lovely, beautiful people. Once again, I'm Tyler.
I'm Austin.
And you have been listening to the FPS Freaks Podcast for the past hour now.
Wait, so, one more thing.
What?
I got a fart.
Oh, okay. So thank you guys for listening to this episode. We will see you guys in 2 weeks on this podcast, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bless your face. And if you have sneezed during this video, bless you.
We will see you guys next week on our YouTube channel. So be sure to check that out, guys. Once again, we love you so much, and we will see you next week.
Except for you fat people.
Whoosh. Whoosh. Get on the mic.
I am on the mic.
Get on the mic.
I am on the mic.
You're on the mic.
I know, right?
Get on the mic.
I am on the mic.
I am on the mic.
Good.